This book explores gratitude, how to understand thanks, and how to practice it. I am not a psychologist or a philosopher. The two sorts of experts who have added most to our understanding of gratitude. I write about faith, spirituality, history, and culture, about living purposefully, about how we gather together, and about a world of compassion, care, and love, about faith and God. Gratitude matters deeply to these concerns. There is no magic fix in this program, no promise of 10 steps to a grateful life, nor is there a clean, crisp, academic definition of gratitude. Instead, I have tried to learn gratitude from the ground of my experience, to pay attention to the cultural and spiritual languages of thanksgiving all around us, and to search for clues and hints of gratefulness in our communal life. As I listened, what emerged surprised me. I learned that questions and concerns of gratitude surround us all the time. On a personal level, I discovered I am far more thankful than I knew, but that I am often too timid to embrace the full power of gratitude. Not only did gratitude show up when I did not expect it, it also failed to show up when and where it seemed most necessary. On the communal level, it became obvious that there are meaningful and transformative ways of expressing gratitude. And sadly, there are ways of using gratitude to hurt, abuse, and oppress. In a sense, we live in a dense forest of gratitude. That makes viewing the trees particularly difficult. One can get lost easily. But if we focus, we can see gratitude more clearly, how it guides us to a way of healing and compassion. With this new vision, we begin to see how it shapes our lives. And once we see, we cannot unsee. Gratefulness is not a magic fix, but it just might be the bright star directing us to a new and better place. This book is an invitation to become aware of gratitude in new ways, with the hope that if we see more clearly what is at stake, we might together nurture, encourage, and practice the sort of gratefulness that can change our hearts and our communities. The first step is to recognize that we carry around in our minds already existing structures of meaning that influence how we experience gratitude. For centuries, Westerners have defined gratitude as a commodity of exchange, a transaction of debt and duty organized around notions of wealth and power. Benefactors gave benefits to beneficiaries, who, in turn, were indebted to their benefactors. This debt and duty model, built on required reciprocity, is so widespread as to be largely invisible to us, but continually influences us. Yet, as will become increasingly clear in the chapters ahead, this model has not served us well. There is, however, an alternative structure of gratefulness, one that holds out the possibility of spiritual and ethical transformation, that of gift and response. In this mode, gifts exist before benefactors. The universe is a gift. Life is a gift. Air, light, soil, and water are gifts. Friendship, love, sex, and family are gifts. We live on a gifted planet. Everything we need is here, with us. We freely respond to these gifts by choosing a life of mutual care.